Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Never Alone Faith Over Cancer podcast. Hi, I'm Blaine, and I really appreciate you taking some time to join us today. I wanted to take a few minutes and do something a little different and kind of go behind the scenes a little for you and just share with you why I decided to start this site, Never Alone Faith Over Cancer. And I thought the background story of that might be interesting to most of you, to give you at least some idea of how this all came about. Because it is a story that I think most of you can relate to in a lot of different ways. But about a year ago, the church I go to, which is Timberlake Church in Redmond, Washington, asked if I would restart their cancer support group. And knowing I'd gone through cancer several years ago, actually, as I think about it, it was 9 years ago I had cancer as of January. But they thought that might be something I could help the church out with. So after giving it a lot of thought and definitely a lot of prayer, I decided it's something that, yeah, I should do. And so we started this group up. It's an online group about a year ago. And like most groups, it kind of started off a little slow with just a few people joining in the group. And just by way of background, as I mentioned, it's an online group. So those that are experiencing cancer can join in without having to attend in person, which can be quite difficult for a lot of people going through cancer. And actually, as it turns out, it's a great way to get people together and to have the group. And if you think about it, a lot of people just maybe not feel like getting together in person. You know, they're going through treatments or something else may be going on, or they have some compromised immune systems, or maybe even live further away. And so there's some driving involved, and certainly Seattle's got our share of traffic, so that doesn't make it any easier. But all of which are great reasons for us to hold the group online. So we do a Zoom group every other week to do that instead of getting together in person. But, you know, as we figured out what works best and the format, more and more people were joining. But one thing about the group really kind of kept bugging me. And it's, how is it that so many people, and the numbers are roughly 92% of people are affected by cancer, meaning they either have it or they know somebody who has had it or currently has it. And yet there were a fraction of people that are attending our group. So I have to ask the question, right? Is there something about me? Is it the group format? Is it they just don't know about it? Or what exactly is it? So not really sure the reasoning, but I knew one thing for certain. We are only barely scratching the surface of reaching those who are on some kind of cancer journey. And to be honest with you, that just bothered me. And so even thinking in terms of my own church at Timberlake, where there's probably close to 3,000 people who attend one of the three services or online every week, and yet we only have a handful of people in the group. Granted, we haven't really made a big deal about it or publicized it a lot, and so the growth of the group has been pretty much word of mouth. But even with that said, we're reaching a small fraction of people that are affected by cancer. And that just didn't sit well with me. In fact, it was really bothering me. Why aren't more people connecting to this? Because there's certainly, even in our church, there's hundreds of people who are impacted by cancer or currently could have cancer going on at any point in time. So if you add up all the numbers of the people inside the church, outside the church who are affected by cancer, that's what was really bothering me. And it really struck me with the question of why can't we reach more people and have them part of our support group? And by the way, just as a side note, the group is amazing. The people, both the men and the women who participate in the group are just incredible people with some of the most amazing stories you've ever heard. And they share openly. They encourage each other. They offer lots of great ideas and suggestions. They give each other hope. And everyone, including me, is growing in our faith and growing our relationship with Jesus. It's simply an amazing and incredible group of people. So to me, I want more people to join to experience such an amazing group. I know, absolutely, that anyone who joins this group would grow in their faith and feel much more hope, much more encouragement, and much more peace. And they would all grow closer to Jesus, and Jesus would become a bigger part of their life. I just know this for a fact. After going through and being part of the group, there's no question that that would happen. And so, kind of back to my story about the website, Never Alone, Faith Over Cancer, it was because of this online group that really got me thinking, how can we change this? How can we reach more people that aren't able to even be part of our group? So if we're experiencing such amazing faith and support in our group, you know, how can we either get more people involved in it or simply just reach more people with the same kind of content we talk about? Because in the group, we do get to go around and share and see how people are doing, but also share some devotional, share some prayer, share some thoughts. And it's just an amazing experience. But that was the key question. How do we reach and help more people deepen their faith? How do we pray for them? And how do we, you know, leave them feeling a lot more hopeful and a lot more encouraged? How do we do that? So one night when I was praying about this and thinking about it, I could really feel the Holy Spirit putting things on my mind. And by the way, that's kind of how he works with me, is I go, whether I'm on a walk or just driving or somewhere quiet, is I can feel that he's putting things on my mind to think about and to consider and ask him about and just give it back to Jesus and say, what do you really want me to do here? And what he was making me think about was, how do you take the great things that we get to do in our group to a lot more people, and not just people in our area or even in Washington State, but why can't we have an impact on people outside of our city, outside of our state, or even the country, for that matter? There shouldn't be any boundaries. And the Holy Spirit was really expanding my thinking on this one day. But the question still remained, how are we going to do that? And so this question was weighing on my mind even further. And as I began to think about it, he was having me think about and putting on my heart another topic, and that was gifts. The gifts that God gives us, and how are we using them? Now, I know all of us have gifts. Everybody's been given gifts. And, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges is figuring out what are the gifts he's given us and then how do we go about using them. I know that's been a big challenge for me, is what are the gifts that he's given me? And then what should I be doing with them? How can I be a better disciple for Jesus and tell more people how he's impacted my life and how he's impacted so many other people's lives? How do I do that and use these gifts? But then it hit me. He's already given me a bunch of gifts I need, and he's just waiting for me to realize it and use some of these gifts that he's given me. So for example, as I was going through this, I thought through it and I said, he's given me the ability to build websites. That may sound, you know, pretty simple, I don't know, but he's given me the skill and the knowledge over the years that I'm able to build a website that's very effective and gets the message across and works pretty well. So he's given me that ability in all of my past business dealings. But second, he's also given me the ability to speak in public. So over the last, 20, 30 years, I've given over 1,000 speeches in my professional career. So speaking to groups isn't something I'm afraid of doing. In fact, I kind of enjoy speaking to groups of people. So he was putting on my mind is, well, if I've given you a gift where you're comfortable speaking, then why don't you do a podcast and share not only your experiences, but stories and other people's stories, and be able to talk to them so that they can listen to you if that's their best medium to be able to connect with you. And so I thought about that and said, okay, well, he's touched me through my life, and it allows me to share, you know, comments and questions that I've asked other people of, well, how did God touch your life throughout your journey with cancer? And everybody's got more than one story, And these are amazing stories. So thinking about the podcast side of it, which we're doing right now. Well, I think you just got a sample of a greeting from my dog, Charlie Brown. He's a border collie, and I guess he wanted to be part of the podcast as well. So welcome, Charlie Brown. But anyway, as I was saying, is everybody has been touched by God throughout their cancer journey and has incredible stories that are certainly going to give people hope and encouragement, and I want to be able to share those. So the podcast is really designed to be able to do that. But he also gave me the ability and interest in writing. And so I've written a few books from my business background, and I enjoy writing. I'm not, you know, the best writer, but I think I can write well enough to get my points across to people. And so that led me to thinking about it and going, well, we ought to also have a blog on the website and to be able to create some content around the same kinds of topics we're doing on the podcast, as well as some additional devotionals and other things that could be helpful for you. And then finally, one of the things that he was, as we were putting this cancer group together, and I felt like he certainly had put on my heart, was that both my wife and I, Lori, are part of the prayer team at our church. So we pray for people after services and at other times, and that's just a great honor, and it's a way to really show people how much Jesus cares for them. By praying for them and then letting them see the amazing things that he can do in their life. So this led me to a section for the website that would be dedicated to prayer, asking for prayer requests, sharing prayer requests so others can pray for each other. And so as you listen to all of this, I think you're probably getting a picture of how this kind of came together, where the Holy Spirit's putting this on my heart to reach other people and to reach lots of people, but also giving me the tools to be able to do that by creating a website that can be loaded with a podcast and a blog and prayer requests and devotionals and other really helpful content and resources for you. And to be able to put it all in one place that different people can access, and whether they're going through cancer or they're a caregiver, and they can hopefully give them a lot more encouragement and hopefully a lot of peace. But most importantly, it can help build and deepen their faith and their relationship with Jesus, because it's all about having that personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus. And that's what I think the Holy Spirit really put on my heart, is this is a way to help people going through an incredibly difficult part and time of their life to get actually closer to Jesus and to really see how much love he has for each of us and how he can really help us through these journeys. So that's how I think all these gifts kind of came together from the standpoint of putting the website together. And, you know, I think God was grooming me over the last year to do something like this. He's preparing me along the way by having the group to get together and showing me how powerful that can be, and then putting on my heart that we ought to have a repository for all of this great stuff, which would be the website. And so he was literally guiding me through the mental side and the physical side of putting this together. So I guess at that point, how do you say no to God when he's laying it out so clearly in front of you? Or how do you say no when all the pieces seem to fit together so nicely like a puzzle? And how do you say no to the Holy Spirit putting these things on your mind? How do you say no to helping spread the power and the word of Jesus to help so many desperate people in need of him and to help them build and increase their faith? I don't think you do, or at least I couldn't say no. So I began designing this the end of last year, around November, and knowing the holidays are a busy time, I didn't put a lot of pressure on getting this done over the holidays. So after the first of the year, it was time to start focusing on it, and of course, it had to wait a little bit longer while the Seattle Seahawks went on to win the Super Bowl. And since we are big Seahawk fans, that was a bit of an interruption, but what a fun time. I'll talk about that maybe sometime down the road. But sorry for those of you who aren't big Seahawk fans or don't even maybe like the Seahawks. I hope you still choose to participate and be a part of our site. But I'm just being transparent and honest with you here. We are Seahawk fans. So this last month has been my big push to finish up the site and to start to load content, which I think will be helpful for anybody, you know, that's experiencing cancer or going through it or even cured or even a caregiver. But there's a lot of resources that we can help you with. So that's how everything got started and kind of the backstory of how Never Alone Faith Over Cancer got started. But there's just a little bit more to this story. And, you know, the one other piece I would close with is, how did we come up with the name? How did I decide that this should be called Never Alone Faith Over Cancer? Well, while the site is pretty unique, you know, and how the content's created, you know, the one thing I was realizing is that there's a lot of cancer sites out there and there's a lot of faith sites out there. But I didn't find many sites that really blended the two. And then when I started thinking about the other questions that, you know, I was asking was, well, so what really is the most important part of this site? And when I thought about that, it was this, you know, this is a site that is all about Jesus. This is all about how Jesus and can come into your life and change your life and give you so much hope and encouragement and peace through your journey, whether it's cancer or even some other difficulty that you may be going through in life. But it was really the opportunity to say, when we're surrounded by all of this going on and all the disruption and all the negativity and all the sadness and everything else that we all experience, the one thing that is a constant, absolutely, the one thing that is a constant is we are never alone. That Jesus is with us 24/7, every step of the way. He's there. The question is are we inviting him in? Are we allowing him to give us that hope and encouragement and the peace? It's usually us keeping him out. It's not that he doesn't want to come in. And so that had to be the first part of the site was, there's no question that we are never alone. Not once in a while, but we are never alone. And then, of course, as I mentioned, there's not a lot of sites that blend cancer with faith. And so that's where, you know, I came up with the other piece of faith wins out over cancer, always wins out over cancer, no matter what the outcome is. So that's how Never Alone Faith Over Cancer got started and how it all came about. But as I close out this session, I want you to remember one thing about this site. This site is your site. It's here for you, not for me. It's a site for you and for your connection with Jesus and to help you with your faith along a very, very difficult journey. It's here to help you in your journey, both from a cancer side and from a faith side. And so, and when I say it's your site, I want to hear your content. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear all the moments that you've gone through, good or bad, and where Jesus came in and where God was there for you. What are the God moments that you have? And to be able to share those with others is so powerful. We found that in the online group. It's just incredibly powerful. So I hope you're going to participate in it, share your stories, absorb some of the stories, and I just hope and pray that this site is very, very inspirational for you and uplifting and just gives you tremendous hope and, at the end, a lot of peace as you go through your journey. So thanks for listening to the history of why the site exists. And the next episode is going to give you a little bit more detail about what you can expect along the way and what we're planning to do and why we're planning to do certain things and kind of give you a hint about it. It's really all about you and your stories. So with that, I want to say thank you for listening, and I look forward to you joining us on our next podcast. And for now, just remember, no matter where you are or what you're experiencing in your journey, you are never alone. Jesus is always with you, always. Until next time, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.